4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
What am I doing? Where am I? What's happening? It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So I think we shall begin. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. So here I am. What am I doing? Well, I guess the first thing you need to know is that I am waiting for the race to start. I'm sitting here and I realize, you know, the whole plan here was that I was going to sit down and comment on the race as I do the show here. But no, it turns out that the race doesn't start for another 20 minutes. And not only that, that might not be the start of the race. That might be the start of coverage. You know, the pre-race show. So, yeah, I don't know. We might be an hour out from the race. And I just thought, oh, I got a couple of weird things I need to do today. So I thought, well, better get started so I can accomplish other things later in the day. One of those things being I need to go buy sugar, which I'm not looking forward to, being as today is a Sunday, it is the absolute worst time to go to the grocery store, at least until about dinner time. So yeah, I won't go to the grocery store until like 6 or 7 tonight. In the meantime, I will drink tea, and I'm loving every second of it. Oh my God, I love tea so much. And I was just in the other room in my office slash studio, because to me, those are the same thing. And I was sitting in there responding to a couple of emails, one of which was from my mom, who mentioned that she found a cigar box. She found a cigar box and said, you know, this might make a good cigar box guitar. I will save this if you want me to. And I said, yes, hold on to that for me. I would like to have it. And she sent a picture of the box, too. And so while I was in there, what were you doing in there? What were you doing? Where are you going? Don't you want to do some kiddie stuff? Yeah, so while I was in there, who's sitting out in front of the door making little yangy cat noises? Yeah, if you guessed Pippa, my cat, you were right. She was in the little hallway there in front of the door. Nyang, 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 let's do kitty stuff. Nyang, nyang, nyang. And so here I am, prepared to do kitty stuff. But where's the kitty? Oh, yeah, she's over there by the window. Oh, are you coming over here now? Oh, is this now the time to do kitty business? As she gets up onto the futon here. If she headbutts me, I know it's time to do kitty stuff. No, she's walking around. Oh, she's coming over here. Hi. Oh, yes. Hello. You want to smell the microphone? Oh, yes. You want to talk? You want to talk about some kitty business? Okay. All right, since you're hanging out right here doing weird stuff, I'm going to get the blanket ready because I'm just assuming you want to do some kitty business. Yes. Oh, we do want to do some kitty business? Okay, come on. Oh, you're just going to stand on the blankie down there? Don't you want to come up here? Yeah, I thought so. Oh, yeah. Who's playing hard to get doing kitty business today? You are so crazy. So here we go. Got the cat properly situated. Normalcy has returned. All right. So what were we doing last night, Peppa, when you were being a bad baby? Yeah, last night around 1, 2 a.m., Peppa here was in something of an obnoxious mood, and she was trying to get my attention, but she didn't want to do anything. She was doing all the annoying little things, like she was coming over here and she was trying to knock some of the stuff off this little table here. And then she'd go over there and she would knock things around. Yeah, what were you doing last night? Then I would try to pet you and you would run away and say, brr. You would say, brr, and run away. Yeah, that's a crazy kitty. So yeah, I had to deal with that for about an hour. My cat just being obnoxious. And I was trying to watch TV and I kept saying, oh, do you want to do kitty stuff? Let's do kitty stuff. And no. She wanted to be pain in the ass cat, which is also funny sometimes, but not when I'm trying to watch Jeeves and Wooster. Because that's what I was doing last night. What was I doing last night? Oh, I watched I watched Fooly Cooly. And then after that, there wasn't anything I wanted to watch for a while. And then the next show I wanted to see wasn't until, well, like 1:30. So I had a couple of hours to kill. And I thought, what should we watch on TV, Peppa? And we were going to watch some anime. That was the plan. I thought, oh, we'll call up some anime here and we'll watch something funny and that will be nice. And then as I called up YouTube and started looking at stuff, it recommended some videos for me. And one of the videos it recommended was the first episode of Jeeves and Wooster, starring Hugh Laurie and Stephen Fry, one of my favorite comedic duos of all time. You hear me talk about how much I love these guys all the time. I love Hugh Laurie. You know that because I watch so much House. And I gotta check to see if House is on. What channel is that? 79? No, House is not on today. House was on yesterday all day. Today we have Charmed, and then Titanic, and then Titanic again, and then Titanic again. Jeez. It is Titanic all day today on this channel, starting at the same time that my race starts. Oh, and I'm finding out that I can watch my race in Espanol as well. Channel 76. Automobilismo Formula Uno. Awesome. Awesome. So that's a good thing. In case I want to watch it in Spanish. But I'm not going to watch it in Spanish, Dankus. I'm going to watch it in English with the sound turned off. Just like we always do. So here I am sitting here with my cat. Last night I was trying to watch Jeeves and Wooster. I actually watched a couple of episodes. Forgot how funny that really is. That is a good, good show. Good stuff. And being as it's a period comedy, it still stands up today. Because what you need to know is that the show itself is, let's see, 2010, 2018. The show's 28 years old. Well, 25 to 28 years old. And usually comedies that are that old are not funny anymore. Just because, you know, American comedy tends to be topical. Or situational, which is physical topicality when it comes to comedy. However, since Jeeves and Wooster takes place in an unknown time period sometime after World War I, but before World War II, so like sometime between 1920 and 1930, being as it's a period comedy, it's still funny. And I laugh. And I laugh and I laugh and I laugh. And first of all, Fry and Laurie are just both brilliant in each of their parts. And Fry is awesome because, you know, he gets to play so reserved as Jeeves. And Hugh Laurie is brilliant because he just gets to go absolutely nuts as Bertie Wooster. It's so funny. And I love the language. And why does the language make it funnier for me? I don't know. It's just good comedy. Isn't it funny, Peppa? Peppa said, I didn't get it. That's because you don't know any English cats. That's a good baby. Oh, who's a good baby? Yeah. Here's Pip. Oh, it's just... No, it's okay. There was a siren outside, and she just jumped up. No, it's just outside. There's no cops coming to get us. It would be a lot louder if the cops were at the door, let me tell you. Yeah. You don't have to worry. Those cops aren't going to get us. Those cops don't even know that we're hiding right under their noses. Ha ha ha. Stupid cops. Not a huge fan of the police. Me and Pippa. I think she has acquired my tastes. Isn't that right, Bimpin' Zippins? Yeah, you're trying to claw my ankles into a bloody mess, but it's not working. Because I have the blanky armor on my ankles. So that's what Pippa's doing today. What else am I doing today? Well, I'm going to watch some more Jeeves and Wooster later. But I got some stuff I need to do. Oh, yeah. Other than buy sugar. What do I have? Oh, yeah, I gotta run over to a friend's house. Apparently, my friend has been trying to call me all morning. I didn't get up until, what was it, about 11 o'clock? A little bit after. I didn't even hear the phone ring until about noon. He's like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm not doing anything. He's like, you got to get your ass over here. But get over here before 2 o'clock. I got to go out. I won't be back until 6. I was like, all right, yeah, okay. So I'll run over there real quick. Where are you going, Pip? Are you going somewhere? So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting day. I woke up super cold. Is it super cold outside? It looks sunny. I don't see any wind immediately, but I don't have any major wind indicators in front of my windows. I'm trying to look at tree branches without my glasses on. Yeah, well, it's not really the smartest idea, is it, Pippa? No. Not being smart right now. So, yeah, maybe I'll swing by my parents' house to pick up that cigar box and see what my parents are doing, see how my dad is doing. I don't think my dad's having any fun because due to his current medical condition, he's on a clear liquids diet. So, oh, God, that's the worst. Oh, hi. What are you doing? Okay, the cat is standing up, turning around, and she turns around 180 degrees in one direction, then goes the other direction, and sits back down in the same position she was just in. What purpose did that just serve, cat? That was weird. You're such a wacky kitty. You are the wackiness. Okay, yeah, now she's back laying down, got the claws on my ankle. So it's, you know, ankle time. Ankle time in the city.
Whew. And suddenly I'm kind of tired.
As he yawns, how can I be tired? I went to bed fairly early, like 3:30. And I woke up at 9:30. And I rolled over. I woke up at 9:30 and I said to myself, it seems kind of cold.
And then I rolled over and I sort of went back to sleep for another hour and a half. Or a little bit more. I don't remember. Why am I cold? Really, I don't think it is that cold, is it? I do not think. I'm going to flip it over to the Weather Channel here. Do-do-do-do. Weather Channel, go. My buttons aren't working. There we go. And now we will see what the Weather Channel says. They say that it's now 54 degrees and sunny. Okay. Good to know. I guess it's a little bit windy because they're giving me a wind chill of 50 degrees. But the high today is supposed to be 68 degrees. What is that in metric? Like 20? So that'll be nice, I guess, for when I go to the store. And last night I had my first strawberry haichu. Did I mention this? About a week ago now, I bought 2 bags of haichu, which is a candy from Japan that is now being made and distributed in America. And I like haichu. I had it as a child a number of times. Just because I used to love to buy candy. What am I saying used to? I love to buy candy in ethnic grocery stores. Candy that I've never seen before. Because I love candy. And so every once in a while, I got to buy some wacky candy. When I was a kid, there was this one Japanese grocery store that we used to go to once a month. It was on the way to one of my parents' music club meetings. So every month, we'd go to the music club. And on the way back, we'd stop at the Japanese grocery store and I would buy candy. And I loved haichu. Well, anyway, now that it's made in America, I've been buying it on occasion. And about a week ago, I bought 2 bags. I bought 1 bag of the tropical mix and 1 bag of the original mix. And I like the tropical mix and I like the other, what's the other mix called? Basically, my favorite flavors are mango and melon and kiwi. And that's what I've been eating. But last week I bought, you know, the regular original mix that has, what are the flavors in that? Green apple, strawberry, and grape. And so last night I had a strawberry one, didn't I, Dinkus? Oh, it was pretty good. I'm looking forward to the grape. But I'm going to save that until the very end. Yeah, look at this kitty. This kitty is now flopped over on her back, and she's got her paws, her front paws, stretched out up into the air. And she's got one of her back paws on my arm. And she's got her face looking up at me, half squinty, half open. Who's a kitty face? You are. Yeah. Look at this kitty. Just laying here. Oh my god, it's going to be another voice day, isn't it? Yeah, I can tell already. I'm not going to be able to talk here in about another 10 or 15 minutes. So that's what kitties like to do. What are you doing, kitties? You're a baby. Yes, oh, look at you. Now she's got the half-twist flop going on with her paws sticking up in the air. Look at your paws. What are you doing? Put your kitty paws in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Did I just say that? Did I just commit the worst rhyme crime? I think I did. Oh, what else am I going to do today? I have no energy. I ate my waffles. I even had one sausage. Yes, I had a sausage today, Peppa. A sausage. And Pippa was yanging at me, saying, oh, give me some water. And I had to do it twice. Because the first time I refilled her kitty cup full of water, she wasn't looking. See, she came into the kitchen, was yang, yang, yang. Okay, see you later. There she goes. Okay, I can move. Oh, my hip. Ow.
Yeah, okay. So I said, okay, I'll get you some kitty water. So I filled up the kitty cup, and when I turned around to put it on the floor, she wasn't there. She was over by the door, yanging, and she didn't see me put the new kitty water down. So 2 minutes later, she comes back into the kitchen, stands by the cup of water, and starts yanging. Yang, 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 yang. I just gave you fresh kitty water, but since she didn't see it, she has no reason to believe this. And as such, I actually had to refill the kitty cup while she watched. So she would know that she did, in fact, have some new kitty water. All right, so Pippa has moved, and she has moved up onto the futon here. So now I can grab some tea. Oh, yeah. I love tea so much. I just realized I'm trying to turn the TV channel to this. Yeah, we've got... Oh, why is Wayne Rooney highlights up there? What are we seeing? What is happening? Is this ending now? Do we still have half an hour of this? I'm trying to watch today's football highlights with Rebecca Lowe. And Rebecca is trying to tell me something. Oh, my God. Now they have a... Oh, my God. Why am I not watching this? Alan Shearer and Wayne Rooney are having a conversation. Oh, my God. This is... What am I seeing exactly? Oh, and there's Wayne's kids wearing, you know, DC United jerseys. Wayne Rooney is my favorite footballer. And he's in the twilight of his career. He is spending this year, once you get old and you can't play competitively anymore in your home country, the trick is to move to America, and then you can play and still get paid. So Wayne Rooney is now in America, plays for DC United. And why is he talking to Alan Shearer? Alan Shearer is the most famous player for Manchester United ever. And I forget what record he holds. It might be the most goals. The most goals ever scored for his country, for his club. I wonder if the Queen will knight Alan Shearer. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. It's too early. Why? I can't think. So anyway, here I am watching TV. Hey, there's Dimitar Berbatov. Why are they showing Berbatov? There's Giggsy. There's Rio Ferdinand. They're showing like all the great players that Wayne has played with. Oh, wait, this isn't supposed to be the football show. I'm supposed to be talking about other stuff. As I wait for the race to start. Oh. Yeah, so that'll be fun. Fun, fun, fun. I don't have the sound on, so I'm not actually listening to what they're saying. But yeah, they're talking about football and great stuff like that. Because everybody loves football. Except anybody else listening to this show. The Dubious Goals Committee. I don't understand.
No, that reminds me. The other thing I did yesterday, I'm losing my voice, is, after yesterday talking about shamisen and shamisen tunings and stuff, I thought last night, you know what I think I'll do? I think I'll detune the CBG. So I took the cigar box guitar, which is tuned GDG, which we refer to as a fifth. That is the musical interval known as a fifth. Do you need to know this? Is this critical? No, you do not. But the guitar is tuned GDG. And so I thought, I'm going to tune it to that other shamisen tuning, what they refer to as the home tuning or bass tuning, which is actually a fourth. It's a different interval, but related. Sort of different. And so I tuned the middle string D down to C. So it was G, C, G. And at first I didn't like it. Then I realized, no, I like this. It doesn't work on the cigar box guitar. There's something about the timbre, the timbrality of it that just does not work. And so I thought, that's great, but blah, blah, blah. And I thought, oh no, the thing to do would be to tune in the sitar this way, the fruitcake tin sitar. And I thought, there's your idea, Tobe. That's the one that needs to be tuned down to C. I thought, gosh, that's just brilliant. But the funny thing is, I haven't actually gone about doing this yet. So I know what you're thinking. Well, Tobe, why don't you do it now? Well, yeah, I was just about to until I looked at the clock. And I realized that I have, all of 1 minute left in this show. So where does the time go? Oh, good tea. So anywho. Oh my God. Now they're showing pictures of Wayne Rooney when he first went to United. Look how young he is. He's like 19 there or something. Maybe not even that old. Oh wait. Yeah, that's about right. But I digress. Oh. I should tell you one other thing. I'm glad I remembered this. But coming up next on Anon Radio is DJ T-Show. On the air with DJ T-Show, he will be spinning some cool tracks fresh from Bulgaria. And so I will probably have that on in the background as I'm watching my race today. That will be fun. Oh, God. Ow. Why does my hip hurt today? Did I sleep weird? Is it cold? Do I need to get another blanket? What's the problem here? Pippa, what do you think? Oh, she's trying to sleep. She just said, what are you doing? Oh, is it time to take another kitty nap? Yeah, because she's only been up for an hour now. Better take another kitty nap because we're so sleepy. Oh, I'm kind of tired too. Actually, I think I'm starting to wake up now. Oh, so anyway, I should probably take this time to tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. And when I say every day, I mean every damn day. Holidays, weekends, bank holidays, religious holidays, every single holiday, I'm always here. Because why? Because we love you. M-O-U-S-E. Oh, shoot me in the head. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.